I'll talk about it from the perspective of one of the pieces in the work that I created, which was called Hiawatha Indian Insane Asylum. And I was surprised by this sort of knowledge or this discovery that I didn't know that this place existed in the States. And I had kind of come across it doing some research at the time online. And there were these little kind of haunting postcards of this institutional looking building, which was named the Hiawatha Indian Insane Asylum. And there were many deaths of people who were sentenced there. You know, it was very much an institution the same as residential schools or the tuberculosis sanatoriums, where there were many deaths, where there was, you know, mistreatment and this real schism between indigenous worldview and a Western sort of medicalized worldview. And that was really evident to me. And I thought this place was really interesting and really quite ghostly. And reading about some of the reasons that some, you know, Native people would be sort of confined at this Indian Insane Asylum, there were really random sort of reasons. I mean, some would be from drinking. You know, the Indian agent would find somebody drinking regularly or something and then would then sentence them to this Indian Insane Asylum, or for disagreeing with the Indian agent, for sort of being a troublemaker. There are all kinds of like really suspicious kind of or not legitimate seeming reasons that people were sentenced to be in this Indian Insane Asylum. I was interested in that specific historical place as a kind of symbol of how mental health was not really understood, and it ended up just being kind of a place of punishment. And I think that that's probably true not only in Aboriginal experience, but yeah, the project wanted to look at this wider kind of picture. And you know, there's been, I'm coming at this from an artist perspective, not a sort of academic or, you know, research-based perspective, but there certainly are many links between historical injustice and mental health of communities who suffered those injustices. I'm not going to use names or anything, but during the sort of run of the project, some of the participants were more identified as living with mental health diagnoses or mental health conditions than others. And some of us were interested in these kind of wider links and looking at historical events and how that affects our communities today. So things like lateral violence, substance use, you know, looking at those as being linked to these problematic histories and injustices. So just having a space to have that dialogue was important. And there wasn't a lot of it happening in other places. So that's why we sort of wanted to bring these conversations through the artwork. You know, oftentimes it seems like artwork can be a safe place to have those kinds of discussions. So, yeah.